Hundreds gathered outside the D.C. Taxicab Commission last night in Southeast D.C. They were prepared to stay through the night in the hopes of being among the first in line for a hastily scheduled opening of the taxi license registration planned for this morning. But the agency was ill-prepared for the mass turnout, and after several hours of uncertainty, as well as contradictory directives from police, the commission canceled the registration around 9 o'clock. As hundreds gathered tightly around the police cruiser, Sharon McGinnis, enforcement officer for the taxi commission, used the vehicle's PA system to announce the cancellation.
Hello, good evening. Good evening. My name is Sharon McGinnis. I am the enforcement officer for the DC Taxi Cab Commission. We were scheduled to have registration to start tomorrow, Saturday the 17th at 8:30, for new drivers who would like to become taxi cab or limousine operators. Because so many people chose to come here tonight and create chaos to some degree, we are going to close registration tomorrow. I repeat, there will be no registration tomorrow, Saturday the 17th. We will put further instructions on the DC Taxi Cab website.
That was Sharon McGinnis addressing the crowd last night outside commission headquarters. Among those outside was Anthony Muhammad, an ANC commissioner and member of the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission. Commissioner Muhammad called the situation unacceptable and said he'd been told not one whispering word about the commission's plans to open up the license registration process the following morning.
Your name?
Anthony Muhammad.
Commissioner Muhammad, you're a member of the Taxi Cab Commission. Outside the commission now are a couple hundred drivers.
I would say 1,000.
And, well, I said drivers, people who are looking to, there's a test going to be offered at 8:30 tomorrow morning, or a sign-up to take a test.
A pre-test, right. A sign-up to take a test, and the commission knew not one thing about it. I was told it went on the website at 4 p.m. today, but we knew not one thing about it, that you would be taking registrations for a pretest, and there are those who are here that have done a pretest in 2008 and wondering will their name get erased off and they have to pay again $475.
Now you're a member of the DC Taxi Cab Commission and you knew nothing about this?
Not one whispering word.
What does that say to you?
Unacceptable. To be put in the dark on issues that should be presented at least to what is called a taxi cab commission. Unacceptable.
That was Commissioner Anthony Muhammad. Among the hundreds gathered by the big chair in Anacostia last night were a number of individuals who reported paying $375 for a UDC class offered in late 2008 and into 2009. These individuals said they were told by the commission at the time that upon successfully completing the course and the accompanying test, they'd be eligible to take the hacker's examination. 4 years later, they've heard nothing from the commission. Like a number of others, Ngusi Lagesa had his documents in hand as he stood outside the commission. When I spoke with him last night, he'd already been waiting outside for hours, having arrived early yesterday morning.
I took the test and between, you know, end of 2008 and the beginning of 2009. And then we took the test every Saturday morning for the last 3 months. Then after we finish our course, they give us a certificate, and then we pay $375. Then they told us, you'll take the test a month later. Then we waited, and something happened. They closed it. Then 4 years later, they just call us here and saying, hey, the course you take 4 years ago was just disregarded, and then this is a new rule coming up. And then I was here this morning, and I spoke with a lady downstairs saying, we don't have any control paying your $375 or your certificate, so you have to come tomorrow 8 o'clock to begin a new registration. So, which is not acceptable. And everyone here is not happy.
That was Neguse Legesa. Friday morning, well before last night's drama, I sat down with Taxi Chairman Ron Litton for an extended interview. We'll bring you part one of that interview later in the program. Here's what Chairman Litton told me regarding his plan to open up registration for taxi licenses for the first 250 in line Saturday morning. To my knowledge, this is the beginning of the announcement for this hastily called action.
What we're doing is we're opening up the opportunity for licensing by this commission. You can get an all-purpose license, which means you would be able to drive an H or L, or any license. We might, in the future, have a third that we're looking at. But it's elective on the part of the applicant. Applicant Joe Smith can come in and say, I want to be able to drive any one of the vehicles that you approve operating in the district. And he would take the course, the full course that's being offered. Another individual might come and say, I don't want to drive a taxi. I'm not never going to drive a taxi. I just want to drive limousines. That person only has to take a portion of the course to deal with limousines. And they would get, ultimately, a license that's restricted to L's. Or somebody may come in and say, I'm never going to drive an L. I'm only going to drive a taxi. They can take that portion of the course and end up with a license that's restricted with an H.
What are the numbers? Do you have a sense of how many of each you're opening up?
Well, first of all, we've accredited three institutions to deliver the course that we have designed. And that it's our course, and they're accredited, and we believe that they are competent to teach that course. The capacity that we have initially, because it's going to be done manually the first month, is less than what we're going to do. But we're going to initially have 250 in the month of September. First come, first serve. So when they get here on Saturday, after the 250th goes through, if that line's still out there, they're going to have to come back next month. But we're anticipating that over the course of the next 12 months, that we will add 1,800 new licenses.
And what's the breakdown, limo, L-tags,
H-tags? Well, that depends on the applicants. And we don't know. We're not saying it's only so much for this. This is depends on how many want all-purpose license, how many only want L's, how many only want H's. I don't know how to predict that.
That was DC Taxi Chairman Ron Litton. This is the Taxi Link. I'm Pete Tucker with thefightback.org, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tony Norman, who's chairman of DC Advisory Neighborhood Commission 1B, which includes parts of U Street, 9th Street, and Georgia Avenue. Welcome, Tony.
Glad to be here.
We were grabbing a bite yesterday when we got a call from Taxi Commissioner Stanley Tapscott. He said there was a huge crowd gathered outside the commission and didn't know what that was about. So we headed over there. I headed over there, and like with regards to Commissioner Muhammad, whose comments we played earlier, Commissioner Tapscott was also unaware that the taxi license registration process was scheduled to have been opened up this morning. And they were unaware, both these commissioners, Tapscott and Muhammad, even though they had had a meeting with Chairman Litton the day before, as we played at the outset, that registration process was canceled. And there were hundreds and hundreds of drivers outside. It was tense. It was only because of the people out there that things didn't go awry, because different instructions were given out. And, you know, the Metropolitan Police Department came in and they didn't know what was going on. But the whole thing worked out in the sense that, you know, it didn't go awry. But obviously this is a seriously troubled process to have come to a head as it did last night.
Yes.
I don't know if you have any comments regarding the taxi commission.
Yeah. I have a lot of comments. But the biggest problem is notice. I don't know how they informed all of those drivers that was going to happen today. I mean, it seemed to have been by word of mouth. It just shows you that this commission, as well as the chief administrator, the chair of the commission, a lot of their decisions and actions are haphazard. I mean, there should have been some notice that have gone out to the general public that this was going to happen. As I understand it, the notice may have gone out a day before on the day on Friday. And plus, they didn't have any idea that there were probably already potential drivers already in the queue that have already, as I understand it, paid for their classes and ready to become drivers. And they should have been first to be considered. But apparently the officials knew nothing about them. So there was no gathering of intelligence of information about those drivers that were in the queue or in the pipeline. And so it gets back to inadequate notice, unorganizing, and in just haphazard a way of making decisions to the disadvantage of the drivers. It's like the taxicab drivers and the people that are potential taxicab drivers are an afterthought. They make regulations and they just put them out there, and then the drivers have to scramble to try to accommodate what these regulations and what these rules are and what these actions are. There is no forethought on the part of the commission or the commissioner or the chairman of the commission to go through the proper deliberative process and adjudicate actions and regulations the way they should be done. There should have been some advance notice of this process and what was going to happen. You shouldn't have had hundreds of drivers out there the night before trying to get, this is like Black Friday sale. This is absurd. This is an embarrassment to the city. Are they trying to buy flat screen TVs for the Best Buy the next day? I mean, this is outrageous that you don't do business this way. You don't treat, it's an insult really to drivers to treat them this way as if they're running around trying to buy a flat screen television the next day when they open up the store. This is not a way you run the train. This is not a way you run a taxi cab commission or issue licenses.
And a number of drivers, as we played the comments from, or I guess those who are interested in becoming drivers, have documents from 2008, 2009. And I saw the same letter time and time again saying they've taken the course, they paid $375 for a course at UDC that was through the Taxi Cab Commission. And now they're told that means nothing. And the Taxi Cab Commission, its top leadership apparently is just not aware that this course took place. And that, I think, among the issues that need to be worked out before they move forward, if they are to move forward, because I think there's also serious concern, as I'm going to in a moment play the comments from Michelle Chame, who is among the DC drivers who are saying they're curious how the commission arrived at this process of even opening it up in light of the fact that DC has the most cabbies per capita in the country. So I think there are a number of concerns that I'm just saying there really needs to be some more deliberation before you can just arrive at these conclusions, because no matter which way you rule on this, you're impacting people's lives in a major way, as was very palpable last night, which could have gone awry, which these are not small issues that we're dealing with here.
Yes, and I know we had a town hall meeting with the chairman, and he alluded to maybe opening up. He was very vague about how many and when. I mean, that should have been the opportunity. They should have made an announcement that this is how many positions we're opening up for new cab drivers. These are the dates. This is the opportunity to apply. And if there are limited a number of spaces with a large number of people interested, then the only fair thing is to do some sort of lottery or first deal with those who are already in the queue. You can't just fight it out to who can make it to the office early Saturday morning and people staying overnight. This is absurd. This is no way to run a train. This is outrageous. And like I said, it's also disrespectful to the drivers. It's like they just issued this announcement out at the 11th hour, and it spread by word of mouth. Even that is unfair, and it raises some very serious legal concerns also. Because if you're going to put it out there, you need to do adequate public notice where everybody who's interested have a fair opportunity to apply for these licenses that are coming online. And if there's a limited number of licenses and a large number of people interested, the only fair thing to do is some form of a lottery or something, or getting numbers. But you can't do it this way where everybody have to. It was like a game show. You just survival. You just fight it out, and whoever survives by Saturday morning get the licenses. This is ridiculous, and it's an insult to cab drivers.
Shortly before the show, I spoke with Michelle Chame, board member of the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. Michelle expressed concern over the new licenses being issued and questioned the process by which the commission arrived at its conclusion.
we are really concerned about the addition of the number of operators' licenses because this is an imminent threat that will affect the market and the livelihood of the drivers already available in the market. As you all know, the district has the largest per capita ratio of taxi cab service among the major cities in the United States of America. And on top of that, there are various and numerous new taxi cab and transportation services approaching right now. And this is really the troubling. I don't know how the Taxi Cab Commission has ended up at this conclusion, but we vehemently oppose and protest the decision of the Commission to add new operators' licenses. In 2009, imagine, the former Commissioner Leon Swain added 2,000 operators' license permits. And in 2012, the new Commission added 1,800 limousine and sedan car driver licenses. And now they're anticipating probably from 2,500 to 4,000 drivers. And this is really troubling, and I don't know if there is any market that will really absorb the number of supply. We are really concerned. So we will just deliver our protest to the Commission. And this is a violation of the new Improvement Amendment Act of 2012 in page 22, J1, this a new subsection, clearly dictates that it should not significantly harm the industry, but we believe that this will harm the industry. Thank you very much.
That's Michelle Chame. Tony Norman, your final thoughts on this issue of, it's a major issue, whether to open up the licenses. Obviously, there's in this country, there's a lot of people who are hurting, and if there are jobs out there, people are going to take those jobs. But it seems like, I don't know that I've seen any paper or full explanation as to what the proper number of drivers. And then, of course, you have not just cab drivers. You've got Uber that they're competing with, and the Lyft and these other companies that are moving in largely unregulated. But there needs to be a real understanding about where we're at and where we're going with the taxi cab industry, not just this kind of hodgepodge, let's make do and go as we go, which leads, as you're saying, to disruption of people's lives, as we saw last night.
Well, first of all, obviously the commissioners on the Taxi Cab Commission knew nothing about this. So this is another concerning part of this. You would think that if they're going to make a major policy decision, and like I said, Lyndon has been discussing this for a number of months about opening it up, you would think that this would have gone before the commission for discussion, as well as have a public meeting on it for cab drivers to comment on it. But apparently this was made just haphazardly by the chairman of the commission, and obviously not the commissioners, but the chairman of the commission, to do this, to open this up. And not only did he make the decision just to open it up without bringing it before the commission or any public comment, obviously he's decided about how many he wants to open it up for. And it wasn't thought through about how they were going to be selected and when this was going to happen. So obviously it just came out of the blue. And this is not the first time this has happened. We saw this happen with the Verifone contract. We see it happening with the PSPs. It's just like these last minute decisions. There's no deliberative process. And I want to appeal to cab drivers. This has to stop. And the only way it's going to stop, somebody's going to have to legally block these individuals, the commission, from doing these type of things. This is a pattern. This is a modus operandi of how this commission operates. Of slapping things, doing things at the last minute. They even have to extend the time that drivers have to sign up with a deal with a PS.
Although not by a lot.
But still, it just shows you there is no thought of how these regulations are impacting the cab drivers. There's over 8,000 drivers, as I understand it, in this city. And when they pass these regulations at the 11th hour, they're not looking at how this is going to impact the drivers and do we have sufficient time to institute these regulations. They're just coming out of the blue from nowhere, and they're knee-jerk decisions. and this business has to stop. This is just another example of the chaos and the lack of deliberative process of the commission and the chief administrator of the taxicab industry, which is the chairman of the commission.
And we'll hear from him shortly, an interview that I did with him Friday morning. Just had one more comment on what took place last night, and that is that Metropolitan Police Department, they stayed calm, and it could have been a tense situation, and the people who were there stayed incredibly calm. And I just want to make sure that a couple of the comments from the top people there were that because of, I don't want to quote, but something along the lines that it got unruly and that's why it was canceled. That's not the case. There was just a tremendous need that people responded to. People were incredibly peaceful and also incredibly upset. Here, if they've given up, they've taken a class 4 years ago, they expect to wait through the night, and then they're told after waiting some of them all day long, just go home. Incredibly upset, but incredibly peaceful as well. And so I don't think it's correct for any top official of the Taxicab Commission to put it out there that this was canceled because of something that the individuals who were gathered there did wrong. They did everything right. They have desperate need for a job. They showed up. They conducted themselves, you know, with the utmost decorum in the utmost of difficult of situations.
And if I can just say quickly, that's the second insult. Then they turn around and blame the cab drivers because you are so disruptive. We are canceling this. Because this thing is so chaotic, you all, basically, if you listen to that announcement, because you all are so disruptive, we are canceling this. I mean, to pick it up is going to be that Saturday. People are gathering because they don't, you know, there's a limited number of licenses or opportunity to become a cab driver. So they're going to turn around and blame it on the cab drivers. This is a disrespect to the drivers. It is still consistent with the pattern of this commission and the chairman of the commission. They the drivers are an afterthought.